Now Sydney's best and fairest, rather delightfully, Jake Lloyd, who gazumped Luke Power and Lance Franklin when the votes were counted from season 2018. Jake, welcome to SEN.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me, mate.
No worries. It was unsung no more was the way I thought about when you won the best and fairest. Is a fine arrival in the AFL in the build year on year. What did it mean to you to win the Bob Skilton medal named after one of the greats?
Look, mate, it was an absolute honour. A very special night. My family made the trip to Sydney, which was great. And, look, mate, they're one of those nights where you go in and I guess you don't really try to think too much about it. But, they're very special and an absolute honour. And obviously Bobby's won 8 or 9 of them, I think. So, very special to stand up there next to him and receive my medal.
What did you think it was validation of for you?
I think just a lot of hard work over the years. I think my consistency throughout the year was just sort of a standout and something that I wanted to sort of achieve going into the season. So, they were the two things I went into the season with, and, I guess to stand up there and receive it at the end of the year was an implication of what I'd done, and I was pretty happy with that.
And in front of some pretty fine company and your own teammates as well, what was the sense from your peers as to having made that achievement?
It was pretty special. Obviously, Luke Parker, Buddy Franklin, those guys standing up on stage as I walked up, it was, obviously a very special moment. That's why they're great teammates. They got around me. It was, it was probably as if they'd won it as well. They were that happy to see me stand up there. So, it was pretty special.
Did it, in your mind, did it sort of mark the journey of having to wait, then being given an opportunity, striving and working hard and improving year on year to reach that moment?
I wouldn't say it's made the journey, but I think it's just something that, I can tick off along the way. For me, it was obviously great to win an individual award like that, but, for me, the fire in my belly at the moment is winning the premiership, and, obviously it was a great feeling standing up there winning that award, but, the ultimate success for me is the premiership, and that's why I'm playing football at the moment.
Did you give yourself a breather in the off-season? Did you travel? How have you relaxed?
Yeah, definitely. Got away to New Zealand for a little bit. Spent some time in Noosa. It was pretty low-key, but, it's always good to put the feet up for a little bit. But I guess, looking back on those things, probably something down the track in a few years' time when it sort of really sink in.
Do you get to the end of a season and feel like you do need a freshen up given the demands of the modern game?
Yeah, absolutely. I think all players do these days. It's important to put the feet up. It's a long pre-season that we come into. And then, obviously, 23 rounds of the year, it's pretty demanding for us as players. But, it's great to get away for a little bit and put the feet up.
How are you physically? So you had the off-season surgery?
Yeah, I had surgery sort of late September. So body's in good shape now. I'm sort of back into full training at the moment and sort of just building my game time each week up to, hopefully a full game by NAB or the pre-season tournament, and then be ready to go round one.
So how are you a goal setter? What's your approach to 2019?
Not as such. I'm sort of someone that, sort of takes it sort of week in, week out. Don't want to look too far ahead, but, I guess there's plenty of pressure on me as a player now to deliver what I did last year. That's what my teammates and my coaches need from me. That's what we need as a group for me to, maintain that level of play. And that's my challenges for this year coming in. And, it's to continue to work on my defensive side of my game. I guess a lot of the key halfbacks and good backs in the competition are ones that can intercept as well. So been working on my, intercept possession, coming across, help my teammates. And, if I can add that to my game this year, it'll take it to another level.
Do you recognise yourself as one of the elite defenders in the competition, as we on the outside now do?
Not really, to be honest. I'm, you know, there's some pretty big names up here, and you know, I'm pretty happy just sitting in behind those guys and going about my business. But yeah, look, I'm, you know, obviously very happy with the way things turned out last year, but you know, I just got to look to do that again this year.
Jake, give us an insight into the collective of Sydney's pre-season. I think they're one of the teams that's eternally respected. Nobody quite knows how to rate them heading into the new year.
Yeah, look, the guys are in super form at the moment. We've got a lot of numbers on the track. The younger guys have really stepped up their load this year. I mean, those, Heaney, Mills, those guys have taken their game to another level by the looks. And, you know, I've got a couple of really exciting young kids coming in at the moment. A couple of kids we drafted in, obviously Nick Blakey, his presence down forward. You know, I just think as a group, you know, it's very exciting to see that young group of guys coming through with some really good experienced players at the top end.
So you fit neatly in the middle as a 25-year-old, as the top end who have been well established over a long time, and the youth that you speak of. Where do you sit in terms of driving the group and leadership and being an influence on those fronts?
Yeah, I guess obviously not initially named in the leadership group, but you know, that doesn't change for me. I've really got to help. We've got a lot of young kids in our team at the moment that, you know, are a little bit inexperienced. So for me, it's, you know, continuing to drive them, push them. Some of those guys are probably going to look to take my spot, but that's a good place to be. And, you know, I've just got to continue to, you know, bring them up to speed as quick as possible. And, you know, that's what I continue to look to do. And that's my role, I guess, down in the back half.
Has there been much change in the way that John Longmire is approaching the strategic setup?
Yeah, there's definitely small changes here and there, but, you know, what's held us in good stead over the last, you know, however many years is, you know, our defensive side of our game and the way we attack at the footy. So, you know, we've made a few little changes here and there with some new coaching staff coming in with new opinions from the way we're perceived from other clubs. But, you know, when it comes down to sort of the crunch time and you know, with our game plan, we stick to what's worked over the years. So, he's certainly made a few little changes, but, you know, our core values as a group are basically the same.
Was there much reflection on the way that the season ended in that disappointing finals performance against the crosstown rival?
Yeah, look, we've obviously moved on from there since, but certainly after that game and, you know, the days following, was, you know, a lot of meetings around the way we played that day. You know, we really struggled to hit the scoreboard as a group, and we weren't up to it that day, which was disappointing. But, you know, obviously that's in the past now. We look forward, and they're the sort of the little changes that we've made as a group coming into this pre-season, and we're implementing them at the moment at training. So that's why the boys are excited and, you know, ready to get into season 19.
Have you been able to play much of the intra-club training yet?
So we've been playing for a couple of weeks now.
Yep.
I played my first little stint last Friday, so it was great to get back out there, have a run around and get a feel for it, but I'll slowly ramp things up coming in round one.
Do you get a natural matchup in those scenarios? Who do you play on?
I sort of chop and change a little bit across half back there with the likes of Tom Papley, young Benny Ronke, those types of players. So I guess they're the similar guys I'll be playing on throughout the season, so... yeah, come up against those guys, and they're live wires for us down forward. Of, you know, and they both haven't very big pre-seasons at the moment.
Is there a bit of cheek in those sessions?
Yeah, absolutely. The boys go pretty hard at each other, so they're into each other like a normal game, really, without getting each other hurt.
What would you like out of the season, Jake? What are we, a month out, and the JLT not too far away? What would you like out of 2019?
To remain healthy, mate, get a full season in and, you know, really take my game to another level personally and to bring a lot of the younger guys along with me. And hopefully you get 26 games in this year, mate, and play in a grand final. That's the ultimate goal, and that's the reason I'm playing footy, and that's what drives me every day when I wake up. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, the very best of luck with it, Jake, and thanks for your time this morning.
No worries, Joe. Thanks very much.